Earlier today, New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly joined us from outside the Capitol building in Washington. And Commissioner Kelly, first, are you confident that Faisal Shahzad acted alone in the United States, or might he have had any accomplice in this country?
I wouldn't rule out that possibility. He's speaking freely. So far, he's said that he did it alone, but obviously the investigation continues, and that's something that the investigators will be looking at.
Is there anything about the actual bomb that tells you something important about the bomber or the training that he got in Pakistan?
It's something that's going to be determined by bomb experts. It is fairly rudimentary. Well, they've determined that the system itself certainly is workable. The material was not the appropriate material used. The fertilizer was not the type of fertilizer that has any sort of explosive capacity. Obviously, the fireworks were something that was jerry-rigged. He would have preferred to use, I'm sure, regular explosives. But they're very difficult to get in our country, which is a good thing.
Can you tell us how long you actually had Shahzad under surveillance, and how long he lost you when he was under surveillance?
Well, I don't want to go into specific times and methodology. He was under surveillance. There came a period of time when he wasn't under surveillance, but all things considered, from an investigative perspective, results are what count, and he's in custody, and that's a good thing.
But as for the duration of time when he had eluded or surveillance, we've heard 3 hours. Does that sound about right to you, that he was not under surveillance for about that length of time?
I would say that's probably not a bad estimate on some people's parts.
You mentioned that the kind of fertilizer that he used was not the explosive kind, and that's because it's hard to get the explosive kind. To what extent was the failure of this bombing attributable to controls that we have or any kind of security that we have? And to what extent was it simply that this bomber was very bad at what he was trying to do?
Yeah, you're asking questions that need analysis, and we simply haven't had the time and don't have the information to make that sort of determination. These are legitimate questions, but we don't have the answers. In terms of regulations, as I said, it's difficult to get explosives in this country. That is a good thing. You need licenses, you need permits, and that's not obviously what this individual had. In a sense, that's the good news that emanated from this investigation.
And from what you've heard from the defendant, is it clear to investigators, clear to the police, that this was not a suicide bombing, that the bomber chickened out of at the last moment? That is it clear that he intended to leave the vehicle there and for it to explode and for him to get lost?
Yeah, we believe that was his intention all along, to drive the vehicle there and get out of the vehicle and have it explode after he was out of the vehicle.
And any explanation from him to your police as to what led him to do this or what changed his view of life in the U.S.?
No, not an in-depth explanation, and that's something, of course, that we'd like to hear. He, as I say, has been cooperative, but you also, in cases like this, you want them to speak at their own pace rather than even direct them in certain areas. There come a point in time when you do that, but right now he seems to be willingly talking, and we're getting his thoughts and ideas in sort of a free-flow mode.
Well, Commissioner Kelly, thank you very much for talking to us.
Okay, thank you.
It's Raymond Kelly, the police commissioner of New York City. He testified today on Capitol Hill and spoke to us from outside the Capitol building.